Time now for Radio Theater here on KUMD. And as promised, Kate Horvath, the director of the Playhouse Children's production of The Lion King Jr. Good news and bad news. The good news, Kate, is, of course, that the show is so fantastic that audiences are loving it and they're coming back. And the bad news is you're sold out.
Yeah, well, it's a wonderful problem to have, where it's a huge privilege to be able to produce this show, but also to receive such an overwhelming volume of support from the community. We actually had to add two shows with special permission, and we were granted that permission, and those sold out within hours. So we did everything we could, so we really hope that folks will try the rush list. We've been able to get a few people in for every show, and that's that curtain. So if anybody's still just dying to see our show, they can try that rush list, and we'll try to get them in.
That's what I was wondering, because I guess I wasn't really familiar with the concept of the rush list or rush line, but it's an opportunity for people to show up at the beginning of the show and wait to see if anybody who had tickets and paid for them didn't show up, and if there are a couple of empty spots here and there, first come, first served on that. Is that how that works?
That is exactly how it works. So usually we start the rush list at 6 p.m. The show starts at 7. And like I said, we've gotten, you know, four or five people in a night because, you know, families have bought tickets, but maybe a child is sick. And if we want to get you in, you know, and you're willing to wait, we'll find a way to do it if we can.
So, yeah, we're a pretty big city now, you know. I mean, not only do bring pretty incredible shows to the Northland, but, yeah, just like the Guthrie, we've got a rush line. So, yeah, you can stand in it and be cool if you want to. It's all good. So,
yeah.
Kate, you're already thinking, you have to already be thinking past, in a sense, The Lion King, and everybody's thinking, oh, you know, in this huge production with all of these students and choreography and acting and singing and dancing, when this is all done, you can just kick back, and you're going, no, summer camp. So
we audition for our summer programs, our summer intensive programs on Monday and Tuesday. So we close Lion King,
with
two sold-out shows on Sunday, and we're back for auditions on Monday, Tuesday night. So we're doing Honk, Junior for the little ones this summer, ages 8 to 13, and that's a super cute retelling of the Ugly Duckling story with pop music. And then we're doing A Midsummer Night's Dream and the Legally Blonde, the musical, for the teenagers this summer. And then we've got tons of awesome week-long summer camps that we're excited to have registration open for. We've got an early special meeting right now. If you register by April 16, you get a little bit of a discount. And get a jump start on planning your summer with your kids.
Now, do you need to audition for the camps too, or what?
Nope.
What requires an audition and what doesn't?
Oh, so the performance intensives are by audition, and that is largely for us to manage the capacity of them.
Okay.
So you have to audition, and plus it's also an educational experience, and students can receive feedback on their audition as part of the educational experience. You know, to coach their improvement and also to put them through the depths of preparation. And then week-long camps are completely open, the great entry level. We're also offering a technical theater camp this summer, we did it last summer, and it was incredibly popular. And then we're running a technical theater class right now, which has been super fun. And that focuses more on design elements and things like costumes and lights and sound. And so we have something for everybody in all age groups. And that, of course, the teen intensive is the capstone. It's the most advanced program that we offer at the Playhouse. Super fun, but they learn all aspects of production as well. So they're actually running their own marketing campaign and do their own commercials and they do everything, design their own costumes and as well as perform.
Well, if you're going to be an artist, whether by vocation or avocation, you've got to learn how to run your own marketing campaign, man, because you're just not going to be able to hire somebody else to do it for you.
Well, true. And I think the more, you know, as I learned as a young artist, and certainly as our students demonstrate as they go out into the world, the more diversely skilled you are as a theater person, you know, you might be a phenomenal actor, but if you can also hang and focus lights, you're a value to a company in you know, more ways than one, and that ups your chances of being hired and getting work and also being able to contribute to something that you're passionate about. So, you know, I really believe in that comprehensive, the full spectrum immersion in theater so that kids are aware and can do more than one thing.
Well, and what a great opportunity, you know, when you think about, hey, get involved in theater. You know, there's so much more to it than just acting. And kids that would really enjoy, geez, I remember a buddy of mine who did theater with me back in college, you know, 30 years ago, and he's just retiring now from a tech job that he's held for 30-plus years.
Oh, goodness. So it's
So it's wonderful to give people the opportunity to do things in theater without just automatically assuming that, you know, that being an actor is the only thing that's offered.
Well, absolutely. And I think the Playhouse, we're looking at creating opportunities for full-spectrum performance immersion. I mean, we don't really, like, stand in our soapbox and say, we're creating the stars of tomorrow. You know, like, it's about stardom or fame or things like that. It's not really our sense of values. It's more about creative process and craftsmanship. And even at a really young age, teaching them that it's about team and about the whole, not just the one person, the one solo, the one line. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So I think that's a really important thing. And you get all that through classes and education and trying your hand at different aspects of it. So I love it.
Well, Kate, you're providing such a wonderful opportunity, not only for the young actors and the young techies and the young people, period, that are involved in theater, but a wonderful opportunity for the audience to see some fabulous theater. You can sign up for the Rush list or go stand in the Uber Cool Rush line to see The Lion King over the weekend. And Kate, we'll get a link set up so that folks can find more information about the camps and the performance intensives and the auditions for SAME coming up any second now, basically.
Yes, indeed.
And thanks for joining us, Kate.
Thank you, Lisa. Bye-bye.
Kate Horvath this morning is the head of the Children's Theater at the Duluth Playhouse. She's directing The Lion King and then leaping into the performance intensives and summer camps. Radio theater on KUMD is made possible in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.